From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey calls for a ground operation to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Turkey, meanwhile, is bracing for a possible new onslaught of Syrian refugees. Officials fear that fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish and government forces will cause civilians to flee seeking safety. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. A UN spokeswoman said she believed the government of Syria has approved access to seven areas. Candidates in Uganda are preparing for Thursday's presidential and legislative elections. Voters there will decide whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term in office. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit focused Tuesday on the long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California.
One of my main messages over the past 2 days has been the commitment of the United States to ASEAN and its people. That commitment is and will remain strong and enduring. With our strategic partnership, we have a framework to guide our ties for decades to come.
President Obama. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to Mexican clergy as they try to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. The pontiff urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption. This is VOA News. The United Nations has confirmed that its representative in Iraq's Diyala province, missing since last April, was murdered. Amr al-Kaisi's body was discovered in November. It was only this week that it could be positively identified. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali has died. He was 93. Senior European Union leaders are expressing their commitment to help Britain remain in the bloc. Before a two-day summit that opens Thursday, British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from European Parliament President Martin Schulz that the legislative body will do its utmost to back any fair deal on the reforms being sought by Mr. Cameron.
I gave to the Prime Minister a clear signal for our commitment in the European Parliament to be as constructive as necessary and as possible, that we try to find a fair compromise.
EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Tuesday the bloc is not planning for any British departure. Bosnia-Herzegovina applied this week to join the European Union. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The chair of Bosnia-Herzegovina's presidency, Dragan Kovic, pledged Monday to work toward a future in the European Union. He said that 2016 would be a year of significant reforms for Bosnia and Herzegovina, adding that the government will not stop on this road because Bosnia wants to catch up with its neighbours. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, warmly welcomed Bosnia's application. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko made a surprise request Tuesday for the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. The request came in the face of what is perceived to be a government failure to fight corruption and overcome an economic crisis. A short time later, the government won a parliamentary no-confidence vote despite heavy criticism from members. That action means the government will not have to call a new election and that Mr. Yatsenyuk will remain in office for the time being. Prosecutors in Germany say human error was the cause of last week's fatal head-on train crash in Bavaria. They say they have opened a criminal investigation of the train dispatcher on duty at the time. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was questioned Tuesday in connection with a financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Mr. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges investigating allegations that his campaign managed to conceal unauthorized spending. The former president has denied any knowledge of an accounting scheme behind the scandal. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.